As of this week, a major habitat restoration project is now underway at one of Kingston's most beloved natural spaces. Cataract Way Conservation has begun work on the Lemoyne Point Conservation Area Grassland Habitat Restoration Project. The project covers more than 22 hectares of land at the southern end of Lemoyne Point, where native grasses and flowering plants have gradually been replaced by gray dogwood and other woody shrubs. That change has also affected some of the species that rely on the open grassland habitat. David Ellingwood, General Manager of Cataract Way Conservation, described the current state of the site and the necessity of this project.
So the area at the south end of Lemoyne Point used to be farm. And over the years, since the conservation authorities had it, we've just kind of let it be its thing. And so it has been grassland for a long time since we've owned it. But more recently, gray dogwood, which is a kind of medium-sized shrub, has started to grow in. That's having the impact on a couple of birds that really like to breed in that area, the bobolink and the eastern meadowlark. Both of them like kind of clear, open spaces, no trees around, no interruptions in the grassland. So for those species, it's leading to a decline in their breeding populations. So we're seeing less nests out there. So what we want to do is keep the biodiversity that we have at Lemoyne Point. We already have great big forest property with oaks and maples and a lot of trails through there and shoreline and wetland. The grassland is part of that community. We want to maintain that mixture. So that's the necessity for this project.
The restoration is intended to bring back that balance.
Conservation is really managing things wisely. So we see that there's certain species like the grassland, other ones like forests. If we can manage things, then we make more species happy with the habitat that they have, and they'll find a home at Lemoyne Point. So keeping that sort of natural mixture that's been there for a long time is important. So to do that, we're doing this project, which will kind of reset it back to grassland.
The bobolink and eastern meadowlark are both listed as threatened under the Federal Species at Risk Act. Previous monitoring identified nesting pairs of bobolink and eastern meadowlark at the site, but increasing shrub growth has reduced the suitability of the habitat. Ellingwood says both species need the kind of open landscape the project is designed to restore.
Both birds are species at risk. They're on the federal list. And what they really like is wide open spaces. The bobolink in particular just doesn't like shrubs or trees in its meadow habitat. And so you need a very open area. So at the south end of Lemoyne, we have two patches that we're working on. One is 6 hectares, about 15 acres. The other one is 20 hectares, almost 50 acres. So that's a pretty good piece of land. And we'll be able to restore that for both these. Besides the bobolinks, the meadowlarks, which feed on the insects that you'd find out there, lots of pollinator species will come to those wildflowers, so butterflies and other ones.
The first stage of the project has already begun. Physical removal of the shrubs and other woody vegetation started on Monday. Ellingwood described how the project will unfold from here on out, with completion expected in spring of 2027.
Starting this week, we will be taking out the gray dogwood, so bringing in a machine that kind of chops it down, grinds it up, and then the next step will be, as if you're doing a farm field, we need to plow and disc that field. That will bring up the roots. We'll need to spray so that we kill off the roots, and that is an important step in this. And then once we get to hard frost, then we will seed that area with a really nice mixture. It's kind of custom designed for our property to take advantage of the soils that are there. So there's lots of flowering species, ones that the pollinators will like, lots of different types of grassland. And what we'll see next spring really is the flowers will come up first. So it'll be really pretty. And some of the grasses will start to develop in there. And it'll probably take a few years before the grasses really take off. And then you'll get a great grassland habitat that'll hopefully bring back more breeding pairs of these bobolinks and meadowlarks.
Cataract Way Conservation has retained Ducks Unlimited Canada Conservation Pro Division as the contractor for the project. The project is being funded through external partners. Ellingwood says getting the funding together has allowed the Conservation Authority to take on the project at the scale that it's needed.
Through different areas, municipal, private money that's come in, we're able to do this, and we're pleased to be working with Ducks Unlimited. It's going to be a really great. They've really taken a lot of care to figure out the soils and what's going to work best in that area. I guess we've known that the grasslands have been growing in. You can do a little bit, but it's hard to combat the scale of it once it starts getting a foothold in there. So we've been looking to do something like this, and so we kind of had an idea, and the money came along, and now we're able to get that put together.
Some temporary restrictions will be necessary throughout the duration of the project, but closures will generally be limited to a few hours or days, and the northern portion of Lemoyne Point will be unaffected. Ellingwood says visitors can keep track of disruptions on the Cataraqui Conservation website.
So we have on our website, cataraquiconservation.ca, we have a notice board that tells you the dates if there's any closures or disruptions to access to the trails. We have signs on site that will let people know when those are happening. Most of the closures will be just at the south end for brief periods of time, especially when the machinery is starting near the trails. We'll close off the trails when the machines are working near the trails. Once they get, these are large grassland areas, so once they get inside, it'll be safe for the public to continue to use those. And then it might be sort of one day later this fall. So, in the next week, a couple weeks when they're working on the property, and then later in the fall, it might be a morning or so when just that area is closed. People can access Lemoyne from both locations. So Front Street is the south end. That's where the activity at the grasslands is happening. But the northland, you come off Bay Ridge and down that way, that's all wide open.
The immediate disruption is minimal and temporary, but the hoped-for change for Lemoyne Point is much longer term. The first flowers are expected to appear next spring, with grasses developing over time. It could take several years before the restored grassland is fully established. Ellingwood described what success will look like for this project over the next few years.
Success will be getting more of those indicator species, the bobolink and the meadowlarks, nesting back on the property. Now, there's still a few around. There's still some that might be out by the airport, so they're in the area. This will just provide more habitat so that we can have more of them there. It's different to have that available right in a city, right? So you're not far from downtown. It's accessible to the public to go there and see these birds. The bobolink have a very distinct dink-a-dink-a-dink kind of bubbly musical sound that's really unique and pretty. And the meadowlarks as well have their own song, so they're neat to see. And other species will thrive too. So we'll see the pollinators, the bees and butterflies, but there's other birds that like the area, like swallows. We have a nesting structure for barn swallows that's been on site for a lot of years. So we'll probably see more because the grasslands will maybe have more insects available. And you can get some special visitors different times of the year. We have owls that will come there. So short-eared and snowy owls will like the grassland habitat for hunting.
Once again, the Lemoyne Point Conservation Area Grassland Habitat Restoration Project will be underway until spring 2027, and more information is available at cataraquiconservation.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.